Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Building off of, as we have the last few days, Paul's statement of Acts 26:6, I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers. We've been going through some of those promise verses. Today, I want to use Old Testament imagery to preach a New Testament thought. Isaiah chapter 4, listen to verse 2 through 6. Isaiah 4 is a very short chapter anyway. In that day, the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and appealing for those of Israel who have escaped. This is talking about a future judgment. Not our future, their future. We're going to see some amazing imagery that helps us to interpret a few different passages from the New Testament. And it shall come to pass that he who is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy, everyone who is recorded among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purged the blood of Jerusalem from her midst by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning, then the Lord will create above every dwelling place of Mount Zion and above her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For over all the glory there will be a covering, and there will be a tabernacle for shade in the daytime from the heat, for a place of refuge and for a shelter from storm and rain. When in the world has God ever done this physically, or will he ever do this physically? The answer is not. He hasn't. He did not go to individual dwelling places in the city of Jerusalem above Mount Zion and put little clouds by day and fires by night and a tabernacle for shade in the day. These are images of the glory of God resting over the inhabitants of Zion. What Zion are we talking about? Now, this is where some people are always wanting to put everything out in your future. And I don't have any doubt that there's a lot of amazing things in our future. But Paul is talking about in Acts 26:6 promises we've received. So I'm taking you to one of those promises we've received. And that same Paul says in his writing to the church at Galatia, Galatians chapter 4, Hagar is Mount Sinai. I'm in 4:25. Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. So he says natural Jerusalem is in bondage. Natural Jerusalem was in need of judgment, and they would get it within a generation of Christ. Paul says, but the Jerusalem above is free. What is the Jerusalem above? The author of Hebrews says this in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. You have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, to the blood of the sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. The author of Hebrews doesn't say you are going to Mount Zion. He says you have come to Mount Zion. So those statements from places like Isaiah 4, those are not about some Jerusalem out in your future. They are about the Jerusalem that is, the one from above, the one in which you live, the Mount Zion that you are inhabiting now. And this clears up a lot of clouds in the New Testament. Yes, it causes us to ask some questions, but it also answers more than it causes. And I think if we can start to rest in promises like this, we'll find more peace in our life. We'll go into some more of those promises tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.